Well, Christian Buchanan has a runner today, a short price favourite, and no surprise off the last win. Jazzland lining up in the Class 1 and maiden plate today, race 5. Morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well. I watched it again this morning, the replay, because I saw it on the day, and gee, it was just, you couldn't have been more impressed.
Yeah, no. Look, to say he didn't surprise me sounds arrogant. It was a strong field, but he's just the ultimate stayer. He's that efficient in his movement. His recovery from work is amazing. He's still a big baby, but if you, the way that Josh rode him in that race and the way Grant's ridden him previously in the build-up to that trip has been spot on, and he's just developing into a really nice horse.
I mean, watching the replay of the Wyong win last time, and for those that may not remember it or haven't seen it or whatever, won by nearly 9 lengths leading all the way. But Josh, okay, you could say was able to control the pace, but really at the 500 or 600 meter mark when Josh started to extend, simply the others were battling very quickly.
Yeah, look, he's just that easy over the ground. His stride length at full stretch is about 8 meters, which is quite long on
Yeah.
average. And you know, he just covers the ground very, very easily. And really rode him to utilize his strength. And he just, you know, if you actually watch the replay, when he gets off the bridle a bit, he's still very green. He's still learning what it's all about to really let down. But he's getting there, and I think he's going to be a really exciting horse for the future.
You'd taken him from a 1500 meter race back in November. You took him to 1880 and 2100, which is again today. Is he a type when he starts to learn about all of it that you can get a bit more in distance?
Oh, I think definitely, without question. When he returned from the race the other day, he looked like he could have gone another lap. The swab attendants were asking if he'd race. You know, his recovery from work is amazing. Just very, very economical, and very aerobic. Perfect model for a, you know, stayer and something that'll get over 2400 plus.
And just one more on him. You mentioned that he's got a huge stride of about 8 meters. It's probably something that not many of us really look at. We look at their runs, but horses have, I mean, they're all different shapes like us, aren't they? And he's obviously one that really gets over the ground.
He does. And I have a bit of a cheat. Like I use the e-tracker system,
Yep.
and you know, we're very, very big on that. It goes out on all my horses daily. And it gives me those measurements. It lets me, you know, analyze their stride length and relative horses relative to each other. And then that way it helps me plan their racing and to really use their strengths to their advantage. You know, I find that the feedback we get from it is a huge advantage for us in placing them right and you know, pointing them in the right direction. It's hard for owners to be patient with horses like this. You know, he still looks like a big foal. And we had to tip him out after his first run, which was always a plan and, you know, his previous preparation. And, you know, I kind of had a fairly good idea that we'd be angling for starting over 1,500 metres plus first up and getting him into a trip sooner rather than later.
Well, you've mapped it out perfectly. Has he given you every indication that he's trained on from that huge win?
Yeah, look, we're really happy with him. The run itself didn't stress him at all. Win, lose or draw today, he goes to the paddock to mature a little bit more, and then, you know, I think the future holds a lot for him, next preparation and beyond.
Yeah, no, he's a really nice horse. And look, you know, for our listeners, having a punt today, he's going to be short. I think he's $1.55 the last time I looked, but there's no wonder off the last time around. It's exciting, Christian.
It's very exciting. I'm very blessed to have a horse like this in my stable, and you know, the owners have been as patient as they have, and had faith in us. I can't be more grateful.
Good on you. We wish you the very best in race 5 today. Thanks for your time.